producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to give you a quick heads up as to what we got going over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And interestingly enough, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight this really quick because I need to spend a little more time on it than I have in the past. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can win an incredibly hand-forged Sword of the Spirit from Indie Hammered Knives and Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends. And we have about 28 days left before we actually give it away. It's not a machete. I promise you, it's something that you've never seen before or have handled before. It's solid from top to bottom, folks. It's something that I've never seen, but it's quality through and through. Do check it out. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Enter to win this knife. Again, it's all coming down from Indie Hammered Knives. And again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, yours truly. But again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go look to the right. And what you'll see is you scroll down just a little bit. You'll see enter to win this knife. We're not asking you for anything. We're just trying to give away this beautiful Sword of the Spirit. So do check it out. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to liken that over to or liken that onto Scripture, just go over to Ephesians 6, talking about this sword of the Spirit and the armor in which we're to wear. Of course, that's what this symbolizes. But again, in the natural from the spiritual. So do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And folks, as well, if you'd like to check us out online, do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And by the way, I'm not saying this to be facetious, but it is S-O-N-S. Some people have actually asked, how do you spell sons? It's like, really? How little do the American people know who their founding forefathers were. In saying that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And thank you for the traffic as well, friends. We greatly appreciate it. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Interact one with another. You can also check out, folks, Bradley Dean on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Again, Bradley Dean, double E on my Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1, forgive me, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to jump on Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio is actually a picture of me sitting down with a flag in my hands in front of Arlington Cemetery, which exemplifies the very heart of this ministry and exhibits it on a daily basis in action. And again, going back to 1 John 3, 18 deeds, not words, but we're standing up that which men sacrificed to give unto us. Because again, friends, freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, and we do it out of a heart of gratitude, thankfulness to God first and foremost, and to what our forefathers, our ancestors, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunts, our grandpas, our grandmas, dads, moms, so on and so forth, have laid down to give us what we have today through service in our military. about freedom. And what are we doing with that gift? We're standing up and fighting the same way that they did, because many cases, friends, they died handing us the baton, saying, now it's your turn. So it's our turn. Let's stand up and be counted and occupy until the Son of God comes. If you'd also like to, friends, jump over on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean. You can also call in if you'd like over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Jumping over to Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, namely sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on across the boards, friends? Well, we have some crazy stuff going on. And again, friends, I even hate bringing this up. I really cannot stand the bad news all the time. But again, what we're doing at Sons of Liberty Media is we're exposing by the law the sin, the transgression, and through definition, crime, to expose the crime, and we're empowering if the people respond to the truth that's been given to them, which is the hope we have in Christ, do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. We're showing you what the problem is, but we're also giving you a biblical constitutional answer as to how to deal with the issues in which are at hand. The reason I'm saying that, friends, is, again, I'm driving across the planet. I drive quite a bit because I got to take care of stuff constantly. That's how you run a ministry. It spells work, W-O-R-K, and then some, let me tell you. But interestingly enough, I turn on the best that we have, conservative radio, and of course, everybody knows who I'm talking about, none other than Fox. And, you know, you get curious, what are they saying today? What are they saying today? And you know, by knowing your founding documents, the Bible and the Constitution, when they're lying, or if they're just blatantly ignorant to the founding documents, or if they just blatantly ignore our founding documents to make a point so they have a reason to have a job again tomorrow, because they leave off the resolve in which we need, namely the law to judgment to establish what? Peace and righteousness within the gates. But interestingly enough, folks, it's almost over the top, and I don't know that people catch this or not, but I was so infuriated with what I heard again today, and I could turn them on for a half hour at any given time, and it's the same response. Folks, you are being lied to. I mean, folks, you tell me, what outlet, what media outlet, whether it be MSNBC or CNN or NBC or ABC, and you put those out to Fox News, I want to ask you the question, who actually hands the presidential ticket over to Hillary Clinton for the Democratic Party more than Fox News does? And as I said yesterday, it's interesting how when you know, they're talking about Hillary Clinton, it's never the crimes of the Clinton administration, that criminal family, and folks, a crime family they are. It's never talking about the lack of credibility with the Clintons. It never is, because we know that Fox actually supports the Clinton Foundation. And we also know that they're part foreign owned, namely for Muslims, folks. They can't afford to have a strong government, said Al-Wali. And interestingly enough, when I was listening to him today, I just thought, you never bring up the Republican candidates, and I'm not saying ever. I'm just saying during this conversation that I was listening to, there was no question about Trump, Bush, any of the other ones that are running for the ticket on the Republican side of the aisle. But they made it a point to continuously just hand it over to Hillary Clinton concerning the Democratic Party. And it's like, who works? This is my question. Who works for the Clintons more than Fox News does, friends? I just want you to answer me. And if you'd like to call in and answer, please state a topic and answer that question. Who actually hands it over to the Clintons, namely Hillary, more than Fox News? Any outlet, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. They never question the credibility of the Clintons, but they always question the credibility of Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. You get the point. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Speaking of Fox News and their lack of credibility, interestingly enough, while I was listening to that conversation again today, again, listening to the best that we have concerning XM radio, it's all we have, at least that which I know of. But interestingly enough, we have some of the commentators talking about what's going on out at the protests in Oregon. And it's interesting the spin that they put on these stories, friends. It's almost like they're there to validate no matter what the government, regardless if it's upright or if it's corrupt, no matter what the government says, friends, it seems that Fox is there to back them up. And interestingly enough, when they were talking about what's going on out there in Oregon, they were talking about how there's armed resistance. Then they began to belittle the number of people that are actually taking a stand for the rest of us constitutionally, America. And don't forget again, our forefathers, our veterans, paid the ultimate price, magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic that America, that these, in many cases, are standing up magnifying. Just, hey folks, as I said yesterday, friends, just because a cop has a badge doesn't make him the good guy. And though it may be the majority in many cases, folks, the fact of the matter is just think about it, friends. If there wasn't people involved in Ruby Ridge, the government was sued. The federal government was sued for shooting down this Randy Weaver's wife holding a baby in her hand. They shot his young boy after they shot his dog. Just think if there wasn't people involved to know the difference as to what was going on in those particular situations, Waco, Columbine, Oklahoma City bombing. Folks, the federal government would go down in history as being justified. That's why these state-controlled narrative and these useful idiot anchors are there to try to stifle the truth at every given turn, because they're there to validate corruption, friends, and that's exactly what they're doing. Regardless if they're doing it purposely or not, hey, ignorance isn't a disguise, folks, for snuffing the truth out. It's just not going to fly. And the bottom line is, friends, if people, and that's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio. That's why you have Sons of Liberty Media, folks. It's for the very purpose that you need to understand that we're giving you the truth from the perspective of what we have established, not from the perspective of what a majority of people or a party wants us to believe, because we don't want to go against the grain. That's not the history of who we are. That's not why we are the greatest nation on the planet. On the contrary, we are the greatest nation on the planet because of what our forefathers, few though they were, God used to establish what we have 240 years later. History is written by men who hung heroes, and these news anchors are going along to get along as they attempt to hang these people that are standing up for the right things. As a matter of fact, they're even standing up constitutionally for those that are attempting to hang them, and they just don't know the difference. They need to stop, get educated, and think. Read Hosea 4:6. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And I want my listeners to hear me clearly. Listen, men don't follow titles. They follow courage. And we follow the Christ here, and when I say that, I mean what I say. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Remember, he was the one that was tempted in all points, yet without sin. Remember, he is the holy and just one. Remember, he is pure, holy, just, good, and righteous in every sense of the word. He's never made a mistake. That's why we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And there's many in this country that are willing to do it. Hey, friends, men don't follow titles. They follow courage. They don't follow titles. They follow courage. And those that are in government, you have a job to do. You have a job to do. And your job is to uphold that Constitution, that oath that you swore to uphold, namely the enumerated laws within the Constitution of the United States of America. But again, friends, I just want to go back and, you know, America, you need to understand that you need a big, there's a lot of people out there that need a big thank you and a shout out from you for standing up on your behalf, regardless if the state-controlled narrative goes along to get along or not. Now, to say that, friends, when I was listening to Fox News demonize those Oregon protesters concerning what's going on over there, look at the facts as to what's going on. What, when the government does it, it's just government business? And then the government that works for we the people, when the people that the government works for do it, then for some reason you've been conditioned to believe that it's a crime? Or a terroristic act? As a matter of fact, friends, there's two men that are in prison right now for doing what they had a lawful right to do, yet when the federal government came in and did it and destroyed buildings and cattle and land, it was okay for them to do it. You need to wake up and think about what's going on here. And had you known the Constitution, you would know who's telling you the truth. But going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, I'm ashamed of what and how many people actually get around these cable outlets. I'm ashamed of the American people that don't know the difference. And by the way, the American people in many cases, when they feed off of Fox News, they would have it so. But I want to tell you something. They are the reason. Listen to me clearly. They are the reason. These outlets, these supposed lack of conservatism, friends, outlets, Fox News and the such, they are the very reason your backs are up against the wall today. They are the very reason. Folks, they have the brushes in their hand as they paint you into the corner of ignorance. And you're not allotted that time for eternity, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just like Bundy Ranch, the Hammonds Ranch is valuable to, guess who, friends? Federal governments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Amon Bundy, schools Fox News host on Constitution. He totally does. And it's interesting, you can see a Fox News contributor, who's supposed to be an attorney, who's sworn to the bar, by the way, friends. Interestingly enough, she couldn't answer the question. And here you have a simple patriot asking a lawful question. but she couldn't answer it. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Folks, the manipulating tyrant cries for sympathy to violate your rights. Check it out on Sons of Liberty Media.com. And by the way, that's the very reason that Barack Hussein Obama was crying. And there's many that caught on to this, friends, but he's manipulating the ignorance to submit them to unconstitutional policy. He's attempting to strip the American people away by manipulating them through tears that he conjured up. Remember, folks, you know, he just can't stand thinking. It's hard. I think about it every day, he said, concerning those first graders at Sandy Hook, where many believe that it never took place, that it was an engineered crime. But you know, there's not a day that goes by where he doesn't think about him. But America forgets what he does and pay attention to what he says. Forget about those 242 times that he voted to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. Forget about that. Hey, do as I say, don't do as I do. Right? Wanted to highlight the fact, too, friends, just to set the record straight, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, wrote, there is no siege. There is no overthrow of the government in Oregon. But there is an unconstitutional sheriff and a patriotic militia. And militia has every right in the world to be armed. Every person, a law-abiding person in this country, has a right to bear arms. That's non-negotiable, friends. It's not negotiable at all. But I want to make sure that you understand, and if you watch the videos concerning Mr. Amon, you will find that he is a very rational human being. So if something blows up out there in Oregon, friends, do your homework and understand there is right and there is wrong. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you're running out of time. Written by 11-year-old producer from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, by the way, for those that didn't know this, and this is what America you've been putting up with for a long time, the lawless liberals, you know them as the left. This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Liberals call for violence to end Oregon standoff. You want to talk about a double standard, friends? Send National Guard with shoot to kill orders. Oh, and keep in mind, too, friends, the liberals, the ones that are condemning gun violence, as if to say that when a good cop, shoots a bad man, that's gun violence. Keep that in mind. In their minds it is. But keep in mind, too, that those that are advocating anti-gun propaganda, friends, or gun control, keep in mind their armed guard security detail is on hand right in the same place that they're actually trying to strip you of your rights through your ignorance. But again, keep in mind, friends, these are the ones advocating the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in the womb. But again, here we have it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Liberals call for violence to end Oregon standoff. This is what they said. Send the National Guard in with shoot to kill orders. These are, hey, folks, the mercies of the wicked are cruel. And how true is it? We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 when the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Final shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Just posted sonsoflibertymedia.com during the break. Hussein's own mental illness has frightening consequences for law abiding citizens. Folks, look to any dictator. For those that did not know, the tyrant King George across the pond that our forefathers threw off, he was mentally ill. As is any one of them. Look at their quotes. I mean, just crazy stuff. They run in the opposite direction, friends. They take their countries to hell because the people in those prospective countries allow them to do so. You know, the danger to America is not Obama so much, but a citizenry, a people capable of entrusting a man like Obama with the presidency. And America has. See, this is why people get mad at my ministry more than anything, because it points the finger at the responsible party like Nathan did to David, regardless of who it is. You know, we've heard this before. It's interesting how truth crushed the earth will rise again. Yes, that's true. And that's exactly what people are allowing to take place today. The light to be crucified. And it's interesting that when you begin to take a look at what's going on nationally, internationally, because of this guy, folks, you're allowing this individual to put you in a very, 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 very dangerous place. And why is it? Because you are allowing him to represent who you are by tolerating him being in that position. I mean, what sickens me to the core is how many people complain about this guy. Folks from all sides, everybody's complaining about him. They're realizing this guy's, he's way out there. They're realizing that he meant, folks, here's what it comes down to. He is overtaken by another power. There's no question about it. And people think that's a joke. People can call him names all day long. But the fact of the matter is, America, if he's not your representative, then why is he there? You know, just yesterday I had some people on Facebook, and I discerned this individual from the very get-go, right off the bat. And interestingly enough, when it came down to what needed to be done to actually deal with the issues at hand, they didn't want to go that far. They wanted someone else to do that for them. They want to protect their own hides. Some people, even folks I've had on live feed, say, you know what, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to a different country. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of women. What, you love your country so much when things are going good, in which others fought, bled, and died to give you? It's okay for them to sacrifice, but when it comes to your turn to actually stand up and do what is required to your obligation to God and man, now all of a sudden you want to go to a different country? You sicken me. You're the worst of men. You're the problem. And in America, when you stand back and you allow others to destroy your country, furthermore, you watch it happen on a daily basis and sanction the things that you've allowed this government to sanction, it sickens me. You know, and then furthermore, after I get done, of course, pointing out the obvious like I just did here, then what comes back is here's the retaliation. Oh, what do you do? Hey, folks, I don't know what else I can do to do what I'm doing. And I'm not trying to justify myself. I'm simply showing you my fruit. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not offering up lip service and saying, hey, someone else do this. No, I'm waking up a people as I am leading the way, as I'm following the Christ, John 14:6, and doing what needs to be done and changing worlds one at a time every day. And that is my ministry. I don't know how many high schools I need to do. And you know what's interesting, folks? And let me take it to this because it explains what I'm saying all the more. You know what's interesting is when I first got saved and I started doing high schools because I understood the kids that were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I understand them, young people. I understand our posterity because I was one of them. I still am. But what was interesting is what we were told through a system and through methods of man as to how we were supposed to support our ministry. Well, you have to do this, and then you have to go to churches and try to get some, you know, missionary offerings, and you have to do, well, wait a second, if I do all those things that you're telling me, man-made methods that I'm supposed to follow through with, how am I going to get any time to go do any high schools? And I want to tell you something, folks, when I was doing high schools, and for 2 years, I prayed it down and I fasted down. Hey, folks, I wasn't raising hell. I was lowering heaven to deal with the hell. And in the process, I sat back and I watched churches raise money for people that have never put their foot inside of a high school, while all the while knowing that we were doing high schools across the country and we needed the support. They brought the guy in that never went into a public schools to raise up leaders, said they. And they gave him an offering and they sat back and watched me and 30 people in the pews and did absolutely nothing for those that were bearing fruit. And I want to tell you why that happens. Because they themselves don't want to be outdone. They don't want to be exposed for what they leave undone. And I want to tell you here at this ministry, because this was another accusation, friends, you know, concerning support for a ministry. My ministry is the most underfunded ministry in the world. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the kids. What's the problem, America? Furthermore, when I first got saved, I told the Lord, listen, I don't want to beg for money. I see those preachers out there. I see the Copelands. I see the Jesse Duplantis. I see the Joyce Meyers. I see them that are preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, making $100 million a year, telling people to sell their cars so they can get rich off it and buy a new house or a new cabin or a new Learjet, whatever the case might be. I get that. That's a reproach. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us those that preach gain as godliness, withdraw yourself from them. But apparently some people don't hear that. But in saying that, friends, my ministry has never been a ministry to not work for what we get. Never. Not one day in my life. Never has been. Never will be. For 14 years, my ministry from Minnesota into 24 different states would go into different states to raise finances locally by selling product, the ministry gospel, preaching the gospel, to raise money so we could do the local public schools because of all the federal cuts to the young people. For 14 years. Mine is, hey, listen, I'm not showing you a piece of paper with what we're going to do like we're going into a bank. No, this is the fruit of my ministry. This is what we have done, and this is what we are doing. How many people come with vision on a piece of paper, they raise all this money, and yet they never actually step outside of the building or the project that they promised those that were supporting them that they would do? And the purpose of my message here, friends, is to wake up the dead church. It's to wake the people up. It's to get in the face of the corrupt king. It's to get in the face of the corrupt church. That's my job. That's what I do. And I didn't apply for that job. I'm just responding to the call because of what God did in my life for mankind. I mean, so folks, going back to my points, several points that I'm making here, it's just crazy. I would be an unfaithful witness to you that listen to me on a daily basis if I didn't tell you who was responsible for the problems. And when I get on the radio or when I get in front of people, regardless of where I'm at or what I'm doing, if it's television or if it's one of my articles that's on over 40 outlets every week, and preaching into the 53 countries. Hey, listen, I want to make sure that my job is done and that your blood is off my hands. You now know what the issue is and who needs to take responsibility to deal with the issues at hand. It's amazing to me, the conservatives, how they love to talk about corruption in government. They love to blame the left and they love to blame the right. But they don't take responsibility, understanding and knowing all the well that those people that they're complaining about are a representation of who they are. I don't like someone trying to go out there and saying that they're representing the American people. For example, yesterday we heard Barack Hussein Obama say he can bypass Congress because over 48% through a contrived poll through CNN said that, listen, they're all standing behind me. When in fact the opposite was true, and gun sales have been skyrocketing again over the last month, friends. So it's my job to reprove darkness with the light and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's exactly what I do, and it's exactly what I'm going to do until the Lord says otherwise. The Bible says that a faithful witness delivers souls. A faithful witness delivers souls, and that's exactly what I do. And some people don't like it, and you know what? I'm not trying to offend anybody on purpose, but if you don't like it, that's your problem, not mine. That's your problem. It's your sin before God. It's your opportunity because it's a given mercy by God to know the truth that your sin is before Him. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message. So, folks, what's going on in this country concerning all the crimes in government, who am I supposed to blame? Who am I supposed to blame? And when we need a cure to the problem, we need a remedy to the problem. Who am I supposed to say needs to bring forth that remedy, friends, outside of the people that those that are corrupt represent? I mean, that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, it's like this. A lot of people profess they're Christians. I don't like these hypocrites, a good portion of them walking around saying that they're Christ when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. They love their sin, Isaiah 30. They still walk in iniquity, lawlessness. And yet they say that they're Christians. It bothers me, and it should be our job to correct those people. And if they're not going to be corrected, then we ostracize them. We kick them out of the church. Folks, That's their choice, not mine. It's their choice. But God has rules, like it or not. And I think it's a good place to be. A flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin. Listen to me. A flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin, but faithful are the wounds of a friend. So we're going to come right back. Final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Interestingly enough, I said not. I can't stand when people say and you hear them say about 50,000 times. And it's like a guy that's really hungry standing in front of a menu at a restaurant. Which one do you want, pal? Interestingly enough, folks, we're just kind of on a free-for-all today, just kind of highlighting what's going on out there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hussein's own mental illness has frightening consequences for law-abiding citizens. Of course it does. But keep in mind that presidents will become tyrants through policy when subjects are rebels from principles. There again, I got to lay the responsibility at the feet of the American people. As a matter of fact, people don't change until people have to take responsibility. Out of the 300 and I don't know how many high schools we've done now, but interestingly enough, how many kids were counseled and they didn't need counseling. They needed someone to love on them enough to get in their face and tell them to take responsibility for their actions. But see, it doesn't make money in a system like we have in America today. So therefore, they have to create bureaucracy to make money off again the stupidity of the American people. Now, wisdom is justified by our children. And it's interesting, if parents would be parents today, we wouldn't have that problem. Ooh. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, destroying four myths about the condition of the church in America. Jason Charles always writes a good column. Check that out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, guns, God, and guts are the only thing holding America today. Together. Today. Of course it is. If you are a disarmed people, folks, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Islamic supremacist clubs in Colorado, meat plant for resisting Islamization of workplace. Folks, you have foreigners coming in here upending your laws. They don't have the right to do that. They come through the gate, the straight and narrow, just like everybody else does. And they comply with what's made us great, and that is God's moral law. Have you had enough yet, America? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Religious freedom no longer means, well, to the modern-day definition of what it used to be, but I want to tell you something. You've never lost your rights, America. You forfeited them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Department of Defense enlisted to push Obama's illegal gun control. Of course, keep in mind 5,000 members of the Department of Defense, folks. Keep in mind the people that are now going to be used against you are also those that were busted downloading child pornography. Over 5,000 members. You want to know why you're being trampled by foreign enemies, folks, that are complicit with pedophilia? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump to Hillary, say tongue. Trump to Hillary, say tongue. If guns don't keep you safe, then disarm your bodyguards. True, it comes down to common sense, friends. Speaking of Trump, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump's billions, a flimsy foundation. You ever notice that everything that I talk about, it's always an issue of that which is right before God? Found in reference to his moral law. Do you notice how I'm not siding with the party? No, I'm a Christocrat, as Benjamin Rush rightly stated. Isn't that the best place to be? As a matter of fact, isn't that where we should all be? Because if we were, we wouldn't have this 50-party system in front of us, which is only there to confuse the American people and to undo its sovereignty. Bradley, how come you never endorsed this? And you never? I'm not here for that. I'm endorsing the Word of God. I'm endorsing the King of Kings, who was King and will be King and at present is King. And his name is Jesus, like it or not. America, know your history. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, now, folks, I also want to say this. You know what? Let's just keep rolling here. 11 problems with wind and solar power that makes them inadequate for U.S. power needs. First of all, they're ugly. Secondly, you might want to know the Chinese are making a whole lot of money off your stupidity to allow these things. That's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The truth is way out there. Hillary Clinton says she'll get into the bottom of aliens, not the illegal kind. That's kind of weird. Don't want to get too weird, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. White House and talking heads discuss Obama's treason as if it were law. I mean, this is Josh Earnest. Look at this guy here, Steph. I mean, it looks like he's on some, like, 15 different prescriptions concerning dangerous psychotropic drugs. It's like he's not there. Well, he's not. He's just a useful idiot. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check it out, folks. Also, I want to shout out one more time. Go ahead and drop your name in the box to enter to win the knife. The Sword of the Spirit, hand-forged Sword of the Spirit, might I add, from Indie Hammered Knives and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You have 28 days left. 28 days left. Again, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Enter to win this knife called the Sword of the Spirit.
You know, and I would say to call it a knife does not quite do it
justice.
Well,
it's not a machete.
It's like a knife you've never really seen before. You'd have to go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com to be able to check it out to see.
It's true.
When I
think
of knife,
it's bigger than a knife.
It is.
And it's smaller than a machete.
It's like the most intricate.
Yeah, it's like the sort of the spirit or something.
Yeah, it's like you could hatchet someone's, I don't know. I mean, like, I better be careful what I say.
If I seen someone holding that thing, let's say if I was using it in a defensive
way.
Yeah, defensive way or mm-hmm. defensive situation, I guarantee you that they would be
back
hitting
up.
The road, Jack.
Definitely.
Really quick. But that's not what it's for, of course. It's there to actually slice steaks in half, right?
That's exactly right. And it's beautiful. So when I think of a knife, I think of a kitchen knife, you know, blah, blah.
Yes.
This is not a kitchen knife.
No.
This is like many steps above.
It's like you better back up, sucker.
Exactly. So you had an intruder coming in your house, you pull that baby out,
yes.
and they're going to be gone.
Yes.
So please check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we're winding down here to the end of the show. Of course, we're beginning a new year, which is always exciting. And the Sons of Liberty has a lot in store for this year, all the way from traveling to the East Coast, West Coast, down south again, and maybe even possibly up north.
Do you want to say
way
it?
Up north.
Do you want to say it, though? I wouldn't.
You know,
I wouldn't say
we
it.
We
want
birds
of before.
Cool.
It's
very cool.
It's very cool. Yeah,
so we're in the works on some very cool things here in 2016, but we cannot do what we do without the support of faithful sons and daughters of liberty such as yourself. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, for our new listeners, when you become a son or daughter of liberty, what that means is you support the ministry on a monthly basis. You can choose whatever level of membership is right for you. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, clicking on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You click on the one you like, put in your card information, and you're all set to go for the entire year. And it's a great time to be thinking about what you're going to support for the up-and-coming
yeah.
year. It's January.
Let's go back to this because I brought up some of the stuff that you're bringing up right now. Just keep in mind, friends, we're not asking you from a piece of paper to say this is what we need to do. No, this is what we have been doing for a great many years, and we're going to continue to do it.
That's exactly right. And we're
Can I pipe in on something?
No.
Okay. I was just going to say maybe we can give them a hint as to where we're being invited
sure,
right now.
Sure, we can give a little hint.
Igloo.
That polar bears?
I think that pretty much gives it away.
That does kind of. Unless you're
a
like...
A very short hop, skip, and a jump from Russia?
Yeah.
Maybe Putin wants to meet us over there or something. I don't know.
I think we had a few requests from Putin already, but I just told him to go on hold.
Yeah, I told him to quit being a hard guy.
It's like back off a little bit.
Calling his bluff.
Let us get yep. organized with everything we got going on here. So yep. it's interesting. But yeah, so we're excited about that, and we're excited about the things to come. I think the 11-year-old wanted to say something.
Okay.
Oh, so you'd have to be...
I'm thinking like Hawaii, Australia.
Oh, pretty big lame brain
yeah,
to not
yeah.
quite get
it. I'm still waiting for the folks in England to actually invite me over there to preach it down, because I'll tell you what, that is one place that I desire to go is England, Scotland, Ireland. I want to go there because there's so much Christian heritage that comes out of that particular area of the world.
Absolutely. It's amazing what goes on.
John Knox.
Oh, yeah, William
John
Booth.
Wesley, John Bunyan, yep. Charles Spurgeon, mm-hmm. William Booth, Catherine Booth. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Bradley Dean. And
that's
well,
exactly.
Did I say that?
Yeah, did you say that?
Well, the Bible
loud?
Says in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, that a book of remembrance will be written of those that fear the Lord.
And we are in 53 other countries other than the United States.
I know, but that doesn't count. I got to be there. It's one thing to look at a postcard,
mm-hmm.
but it's another thing to partake with that vision.
I would have to agree.
The fulfilling of that postcard.
I would have
so
to agree.
You're in England. You want us to come over. Let's do this thing. Come on. Let's do it.
1-866-233-0747. No, you got that wrong. It's got to be like this. Please do call us at 1-866-233-0747.
I'm blushing.
I love talking to people with the English accent.
Oh, I know. They're very intelligent people,
too. Or like they're
too.
From Scotland or Ireland, and
yes.
they have this, like, this, you know, this kind of...
Like,
it's like,
awesome. The guy at the restaurant
the guy
last
at the restaurant,
week.
He was
yeah.
talking like this, and it's like, where are you from? And, you know, he's like... You know, Manhattan? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they have those, it's amazing how different parts of the world, but I really do love that English accent.
Okay, now I got to say this really quick. Tim piped in, and he wanted everybody to know, concerning the knife that you can win on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Sword of the Spirit, it's a warrior's blade, he said, or a great grooming tool. What say you? 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNT.